Hello, friends. It's time to look at a trend that is starting or that's going on with movies nowadays that I feel like I see all the time. I wanted to talk about it with you guys to see if you have seen the exact same thing as I have, because I think this is something that's becoming increasingly common, and I don't think it's a good thing necessarily at all. And I'm going to look at Avatar: Last Airbender. If you guys, as an example, if you guys haven't seen the original cartoon, it's pretty good. It's actually, the character transformations there are really, really good. And a lot of people have said some of the transformation, Prince Zuko's transformation, for example, he's one of the characters, is one of some of the best in fiction, which is high praise. And it really is a very well done animated movie. So that's kind of where we're starting from, this really interesting kids show. But whether you've watched that or not, it's time to I want to talk with you about the new live action show and kind of look at potentially where I think they might have gone wrong. To clarify before I get into it, there are really good elements of this live action show, I think. Visually, I thought they did a really beautiful job with the effects, with some of the costumes, costumes for the most part, I would say. So I didn't hate what I was seeing, but I didn't keep watching any episodes after the first couple. And the reason for that was because it was boring, which I think is one of the worst things you can say about a show, in terms of, you know, it wasn't that it was problematic or that it made me think a certain way. It was just, it was really dull. And I think that we're gonna let's talk about the reason for this, because Netflix's Avatar: Last Airbender live action series is not the only thing that struggles with being ridiculously boring nowadays. And there's a common thread here. So to back up a little bit, there's a character in this show, Sokka. You guys, if you've seen it, he's well loved, but he starts out kind of annoying. He starts out a little bit offensive. He says some things about girls that, you know, he doesn't think that they are capable capable of as much as he is, and he starts out kind of annoying. Now, throughout the show, in the original cartoon, he's kind of taught a lesson. He meets a girl named Suki who's really, really good at fighting and kind of proves him wrong in a lot of areas. And also his sister Katara is really talented at waterbending, things like that. And she also proves him wrong. And throughout the series, he grows as a character. He learns not to say things, you know, belittling about girls as much. And he learns to really respect all those around them for their different skills and to understand that, just because someone else is maybe better at something than he is, that doesn't decrease his own value or dignity. He has his own roles to play, and that's really beautiful. And he grows a lot. He's still a hilarious character, making witty little comments, but he's also, significantly better of a character as well. He's bettering himself throughout this story, and it's really exciting. Now, in the live action, they didn't want anyone to get offended. So they decided to take out all of his offensive comments, and they felt like this was going to be really leveling up Sokka's character. You know, they're thinking, okay, this person used to be really annoying at the beginning of the TV show. He used to be kind of unkind to those around him. So why not make him a little bit better of a character? It'll be more appropriate, maybe less offensive to our audience. And they were completely wrong, because here's the problem. By taking out Sokka, they made him pretty flat. He's not as interesting to watch right away, because he's just kind of a mellow character that goes along with things. He might have some small minor problems, but there's nothing too problematic about him. That makes him less interesting. But the impact it has on the other characters is even bigger than that. So Katara, his sister, she in the original cartoon, she has to deal with this older brother who is kind of not treating her nicely or not always speaking, you know, highly about her, and she has to fight against that, and she has to really push hard to prove that, yes, she can do things. And she becomes a really strong character through this kind of struggle. There, you know, the relationship deepens as I think, you know, he starts to learn how to respect her, and she shows him why she should be respected and that she should be respected. She's a very strong character. She sticks up for herself. She fights hard for herself. She's good at things. She has to work at things, but she grows quite a bit as a character throughout the story as well. The problem in the new TV show is that there's one point in the movie where they start yelling at each other, and she's kind of yelling at him, which in the TV original cartoon worked really well because Katara is kind of fed up with his attitude. She starts yelling at him. But in the new series, they have her yelling at him, and I think we're supposed to sympathize with her potentially. I'm not sure. But it doesn't make sense why she would be yelling at him when he's always kind of mild and mellow and, you know, not as obnoxious. She just kind of flips out on him, and it makes her look bad. And also, it doesn't help build up her character. You know, you don't see her struggles. It minimizes the struggles that Katara had, and the struggles that she really represented, the struggles that were relatable to some people. They took those out by mellowing Sokka's character arc. Another character I felt like they really muted in this one was Aang, where the Avatar, the main character of the story, throughout the cartoon is a child, and he likes to play. He's really funny. He's this really cute little kid, and the burden is on him to save the world, really. And that's a lot of pressure to put on a little kid. And throughout a lot of the cartoon, he's really kind of almost trying to throw it off, or not even that, but just not taking it as seriously as he should be, because he's a little kid that plays games and he knows that he's going to have to save the world. But that's a lot of pressure for a little kid to even process. And so throughout this, the cartoon, the original series, there's this process of him trying to figure things out, right? Him trying to, come to grips with something that big. And in the live action, they make him understand instantly and be very serious about it. They take out the playful side, which it's in there a little bit. They mute the playful side, let's say, already less interesting to see, but they also kind of take away the inner struggle there. I think the problem is they're trying to flatten the character arcs. Instead of starting obnoxious or starting not as good at something or starting not comprehending something as well, they kind of start at the live action movies nowadays are often starting at the end, where the character isn't as obnoxious, they're not as offensive, they're not as struggling. They're kind of a fake idealized representation of what the character used to be. So how maybe some people wish the character was throughout the story. This falls pretty flat. Instead of having a full-fledged human being with vices and virtues and flaws and strengths and weaknesses, what we have are kind of cardboard cutout mock imitations of them. And that's what I've been seeing more and more on screen. There's a couple problems with these characters that don't really have room to grow anywhere, or don't have much room to grow, because they're pretty darn near perfect. So I think that there's four big problems with this. Number one is it's boring as heck, because you're not really sure, you know, this character doesn't seem like any person I've ever met. You know, they're just kind of mellow and just kind of there-ish, not doing anything too wrong, you know, maybe growing a little bit, but barely at all. It's not very interesting. It is like watching a flat cardboard cutout move around and someone's trying to tell you it's a person. It just doesn't keep your attention the same way. And I think that connects to number two, which is it's not relatable at all, because human beings are flawed. And I wish, you know, I think a lot of us wish we were perfect. We would like to strive towards being better. That's a huge piece of sail bold, sailing boldly, trying to get better, trying to grow. But in order to do that, we have to take a step back and acknowledge that there are areas in which that we need growth in. There are areas where we are not perfect, where we fall short. And I think Sokka being offensive, yes, what he was saying was not kind or right, but the fact of the matter is sometimes other human beings are like that. We are going to offend each other. That's the unfortunate truth of the matter. And pretending that we don't is not going to help the truth that sometimes humans offend each other. What's if we just pretend it doesn't exist, if we take out, you know, Sokka's annoyingness, the mean comments he makes about girls, maybe we take that out, we're not going to take out the problem. What we're going to take out instead is, you know, a real look at it. So we're going to take out, you know, this story about how to overcome that. We're going to take out the transformation that can occur, the kind of hope that comes with that. So I guess I would say number three, what happens when we flatten the character arcs like this is it's really not interesting, not relatable, and not helpful. This doesn't help us better our lives in ways because these characters are all kind of caricatures of humanity. They're like kind of fake, you know, only quasi-flawed humans. And it just isn't helpful for a real person walking around with real issues. They're taking out Katara's struggle, for example, and not addressing that anymore. That's not doing her a service. Him being nicer to her right from the beginning isn't doing her a service. It's minimizing the original struggle that she went through, which was a real struggle that people could relate to. It's interesting where people are trying not to offend others, but instead we're kind of silencing some of these issues that the original cartoon addressed really beautifully and was really interesting. I don't think anyone watched the original cartoon and was like, oh, that's how we should talk to people. It was like, oh, that's how you transform. That's beautiful. And all of the characters had different issues like this. They had different arcs where they'd start a certain way and they'd have to transform and grow. And they grew for either better or worse. And we got to see a case study on that. Humans are flawed. We're messed up, but we can grow and we can get so much better. So anyways, the last thing that I think is a huge problem with these flattening out the character arcs is just the lack of hope that comes with that. Where in the original cartoon, you know, some of these characters started out pretty bleak, pretty messed up. And by the end, they're incredible people. There's a lot of hope that comes with the story, a lot of hope that comes with a story like that. It's saying it doesn't matter where you're starting from, you can get to better spots. There are some movies and some stories where the character starts at a pretty rough area and they're able to get a lot better. Those are the stories that matter to us. One, because the character is such a relatable character at the beginning, potentially, and potentially all the way through. So the relatability makes it more fun, but also just this excitement of, yes, human beings are always changing, and that change can be a transformation and a way of getting better. But if you flatten out character arcs, it really doesn't leave us with all that much hope. If people are saying, I don't want my characters ever to do anything wrong or that wrong, you know, anything offensive, we're kind of taking out the hope to transform ourselves or transform the people around us. We're kind of saying that once you're a certain way, that's just how it is. And so we don't want to get too close to that messy side of humanity. Sorry, but humanity is messy. And the beautiful thing is that we are messy, but we're capable of transformation. So those are my thoughts. What did you think of the live action is my first. So my question to you is, what did you think of the live action Avatar, if you've seen it? I think there were some really good points. And I felt like there were other parts that felt really flat to me, that there was nothing majorly transformative the way there was in the cartoon. But I'd love to hear your experience of watching it, because we're all coming from different perspectives. The other question I'd love to ask you is, are there other movies where you're seeing this? I'm not watching a ton of movies, but I feel like every time I go out and try to watch something, I'm starting to see more and more of these flat characters. And I think it's particularly noticeable when you have an original story that it's coming from, and they're complex and they're messy and they're beautiful and they grow, and then you have a new remake which flattens them completely. That's really, it just kind of highlights it, and it's extra annoying. And it makes me really question, you know, the writers, what's going on right now? Why are we doing this? Why can't we just look at humanity as it is and try to fix it from there instead of trying to pretend it's something else and closing our eyes to what's around us? I don't understand this. So I don't know. Are there other movies that you have seen where the character arc gets flattened? What are your thoughts on that? Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, sail bold.